The City of Jackson's Visitors and Conventions Commission reminds us to shop locally. From our wide selection of national retail chains to our unique downtown shops, Jackson is a great place to spend the day, catch an exhibit, or grab some lunch or dinner from one of our national restaurant chains or local eateries. Spend the night in one of our national chain hotels. No matter what your plans, the City of Jackson and Jackson County in the rolling hills of Southern Ohio is a great way to spend the day. Just a friendly reminder from the City of Jackson Visitors and Conventions Commission.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Main Street TV. So today we're going to be taking a look back at the different parades that happened throughout the year. And, you know, there's nothing quite like just sitting down in the grass and watching a parade go by and just, you know, enjoying the big, small town celebrations that we have in our local area. So Oak Hill did a celebration with some parades. One of my favorites of theirs was the golf cart parade, which was part of their Independence Day. And then, of course, there's the Jackson Apple Festival. And if you're from Jackson or you've ever been to the Apple Festival, you'll remember our parades. And then there was Vinton County with the Wild Turkey Festival and the Ohilco Days Festival. So just there's a lot of parades to check out. And today we thought we'd take a look back and just check some of them out. So that's what we're going to do today, and hope you enjoy.
Brett Hinch. Nice round of applause. He does a great job here in the City of Jackson.
Next, we have our mayor, Randy Evans, and I believe Marlene is in there with him. If you haven't had a chance to check out that apple orchard Randy planted last year, it's still standing.
And following the mayor of Jackson, we have sheriff's office, represented by Jack of all trades, Scott Conley.
Following the Sheriff's Department is the Buckeye Hills Color Guard.
Frank.
Immediately behind the Buckeye Hills is our Boy Scouts of Jackson.
And here comes our Grand Marshal, Mark Carman. Mark's got a sweet ride this year.
Mark has definitely a nice ride. Looks like he's got the president of the festival, Brandon Davis, getting to drive that. I believe that's Mark's wife in there, Sandy. Mark, congratulations.
Following Mark is the Jackson Fire Department, and here is Sparky.
Following the Jackson Fire Department, we have our Queen in Court that represents the Jackson Apple Festival all over the state of Ohio. We have Queen Abby Plants, daughter of Matt and Tracy Plants, first attendant Kylie Duncan, daughter of Brian and Jennifer Duncan, and second is Deanna Houston, Cameron and Rachel Knight. These girls travel a lot throughout the summer. They give up a lot in order to support our festival. We appreciate what they do. They do a great job.
Behind our big queens are our little queens. Jalen Velquez, daughter of Stephanie McGinnis, is this year's queen. These girls will be competing Saturday for the new queen. We have Adeline Arms, Aubrey Jones, Berkeley Oosley, Kalina Wu, Macy Caldwell, Emerlyn Chesser, Hadley Scarberry, Harper Williamson, Maya Crabtree. We're looking along, and we want to wish all of you good luck on Saturday.
Right behind them is a roller room of Cavalier Roller Room. Behind our band, following them is our Jackson High School seniors class of 2024.
Riley!
Are you guys ready to graduate?
Advisor. Then we have Monday School from Wilston.
Our next school float coming through, Northview Elementary.
Their principal is of all. We want to thank all these parents for all the hard work that they put in on these floats. A lot of work. Following the Northview, we have the Southview floats. And their principal is Heather Michael.
Yes. Our next float coming through will be our Christian Life Academy.
Of Paul Hope.
Our next school float coming through will be Westview Elementary.
And the principal there is Karen Oxenbein.
Something new started just about a year ago.
Yes, right? Last spring, and I believe they had some competitors go to the national level with that.
Yeah, I believe that's what I heard. A nice boat.
Thank you. That'd be mine.
Welcome everybody back to the stream. We're having some internet issues here this evening. I'd like to apologize for those, kind of out of my control. Up next we have some royalty. This is from the Pike County Dogwood Festival. This is your 2023 court there. That festival was held the last full weekend in April. Also from Pike County, we have the Beaver Oktoberfest. That'll be coming up. It is the first full weekend in October there in Pike County. Not too far from Jackson County. They have their royalty there. Coming up next, we have a unit from Bloomfield Township. This is engine 1103. Coming up next, we have the Miami Trace High School Marching Panther Pride. Washington Courthouse, Ohio.
Thank you.
have the Flowery Moon. That's from Ross County there in Chillicothe. That is held Memorial Day weekend there in downtown Chillicothe. And coming up next, we got a, more of those slingshot type vehicles. All lit up here, really neat to see. And all of them have different designs. Another Sparky the Fire Dog making its way through. The last Sparky was with the Jackson Fire Department. This one's with the Colton Volunteer Fire Department. I see Colton Fire Chief Johnny Baker there walking with Sparky the Fire Dog along with some of the firefighters all on foot there making their way through. There goes Johnny waving. Up next, we have some royalty on top of a Jeep here. This royalty is from the Wild Turkey Festival. This is your Little Miss Gobblerette. That was your first full weekend in May there in downtown MacArthur. Behind them, we have Green High School Marching Band. That's from Franklin Furnace, Ohio. Here are the Bobcats. Strawberry Festival royalty. That is the Thursday through Saturday after Father's Day there in London, Ohio. Behind them we have royalty. I'm going to guess this is your, like the Fall Festival of Leaves. Fall Festival of Leaves royalty. That's in Bainbridge, Ohio. That's the third weekend in October. So there's a festival that you can go and check out. Behind them, we got royalty from South Webster. That's your marching band there in South Webster, Ohio. That's the Jeeps. The Jeeps the from South Webster. Making their way through the Jackson Apple Festival Grand Finale parade.
We are Webster!
We are Webster!
And we like to party!
And we like to party! We are
Webster! And behind them we have some more slingshot vehicles. Coming up the street now, we have the Granville High School Marching Blue Aces from Granville, Ohio. This is always a fun band, and they the Wild Turkey Festival, held the first full weekend in May in downtown MacArthur. This is your Little Miss Queen and the runner-ups. And behind them, this is Nelsonville Parade of the Hills, the third full weekend in August. Mid-Ohio Jeepers organization making their way through. And behind that we have more royalty. This royalty hails from Williamsport, Ohio. This is your Lear Creek Dam Days. It's been going on since 1971. Behind them you have your Nelsonville York Marching Buckeyes.
Honoring 131 fallen heroes from Hawking County that were killed in action or missing in action for the period of World War I to the present Iraq-Afghan War. Also honoring Edward Dye, Michael Sweeney, and Gerald Thompson of Wilson who were killed in action during the Vietnam War. Gentlemen, thank you. Let's give them a warm welcome to Ohio Hill Country Grand Finale Parade. Here's a float from Bundy Elementary School, preschool through second grade, and Minnie Queen Harper Searles. Go Rockets, is what they're saying. Glad to have you with us. Good job. And here's the Wilson Intermediate School. Yeah, make some noise. Glad to have you on our festival parade. Also coming from Oak Hill, representing the Oak Hill Festival flags, we have some royalty. Congratulations. And the festival flags are sold every Memorial Day weekend in Oak Hill. They have the Miss Festival flags, Bailey Ontario, Miss Teen, Emma Figgins. Junior Miss is Trinity Fulkerson, and Little Miss is Hayden Zeiner. Welcome to our festival. Can you handle that, Tom? Let's see what that can do. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our parade is vote for Kathy Helm. Vote for Kathy Helm for Wellston City Auditor. Here's Tegan Page Johnson, the daughter of Andrew Johnson and Emily Kenna-Kaiser. First place in the 13 months category. Congratulations. And also put your hands together for Play Marching Band. Thank you for being part of our Ohio Hill Country Festival. Here we go, here's our pursuit. Also placing first place in 3 to 6 month-old boys. Let's give congratulations. Here he comes. Here's Maverick Snyder. All right. Dude, I love that hat. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause and a big welcome to our festival. Dundee Jackson Apple Festival. Their royalty, Queen Abby Plants, first attendant Buddy Duncan, second attendant Deanna Houston. Little Queen is Jalen Velez, and we'd like to invite, they would, all of us to the Jackson County Apple Festival, always the third full week in September.
Hi, girls.
Here's some more winners in our baby contest. First place, 7 to 12 month girls, and also first place, 7 to 12 month boy. Congratulations. All right, slow down a little bit for me so I can do this. The Strawberry Festival royalty is here. And Amber Webb is with the London Strawberry Festival. The festival is every third week in June, the weekend after Father's Day. They have food, rides, and of course, even a cobra race. Come take a ride in the cobras on Saturday during, of course, all the festival activities. Thank you for being part of our festival, the Strawberry Festival. Hey, here we have Eastley, is that right? Tackles. First place in the baby contest in 18 to 24 months. Mother Jen Jones. The winner of the two-year-old is Hazley Tackle. From our Nelsonville Parade of the Hills, we'd like to welcome their royalty, first runner-up, Delaney Dean, and second runner-up, Callie Booth. Thank you for being part of our festival. I love it. From our Wilson Firefighters, Unit 19. We appreciate all you do, gentlemen and ladies. Here we go. Here's Lincoln Jordan, who placed second in the baby contest, boys 6 to 12 months, the son of Dylan Jordan and Justina Tucker. Welcome to our festival. Also from the Little Miss Wild Turkey Festival. Oh, Beaver Oktoberfest. I'm sorry, here we go. Beaver Oktoberfest, October 6th through the 8th. Hey, the rides are free all day Friday. Queen Madison Schuler and the Corden with us. Congratulations and thanks for being part of our festival. Here we are. Here's the Engine 1905 from our Wall Street Fire Department. Thank you, gentlemen. Here's the Little Miss Wild Turkey Festival. The Little Miss Wild Turkey Festival Board. Second attendant, Isabella Horn. First attendant, Natalie Reynolds. And Queen Vivian Timmons. Thank you for being part of our festival. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the Benton County High School Marching Band. Congratulations to Paisley Wall, third place winner. All right, in our contest, baby contest. And the Fall Festival Leeds Queen is with us today. Miss Fall Festival Leeds Queen, Madison Hollett, would like to invite you to the beautiful Bainbridge, Ohio, the third full weekend in October for their Fall Festival of Leeds. Also, put your hands together because from Edgewood Manor we have some royalty. Edgewood Manor's King, Elmer Hill, and Edgewood Manor's Queen, Karen Simmons.
Hi,
Fire Department is with us. Gentlemen, thank you for being part of our Ohio Hill Country Festival. Thank you, Sparky, for being with us as well. Once again, engine number 4, the Holton Fire Department. Here we have royalty from the Feast of the Flowering Moon. Queen Emma Massey, a senior at Uyoda High School. First attendant is Bobby Lake, senior at Chillicothe High School. And second attendant, Leo Parker, sophomore at Waverly High School. From the Feast of the Flowering Moon in Waverly on the 4th weekend. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Here's the Shire Hillbillies playing the ring. Go for it. All right. It's got to be a ton of fun. Thanks for being part of our festival. You're welcome. Thank you for all you do. And with all the Shriners do for all of the kids. Here we have the royalty from the Wild Turkey Festival. Second runner-up is Eliza Smith. First runner-up, Emma Lemming, and also Queen Lily Young. Welcome to our festival.
Lily!
I love you! Here comes good-looking people from our Hamilton Township Volunteer Fire Department and Rescue Crew. Thanks for being part of our Ohio Hill Country Festival. Here's some more Shriners. The Aladdin Shriners Clan and Hillbillies. Thank you for all you do. Here we have the Hooker Mini Queen. The mini attendant is Paisley Hightley, and the mini attendant, Nova Hightley. Lovely princesses, thanks for being with us. Also, put your hands together for Christian Life Academy's marching band. Thank you, Ms. Rowe. Timothy Skaggs, who was first place in the 18 to 24 month boys in our contest. Congratulations, Timothy. Here's royalty from our Miller Sport Sweet Corn Festival. The royalty includes Peyton Wallace, the Queen, Jocelyn Burkhut, who is first attendant, and Macy Schilling, second runner-up. Don't forget, Millersport Sweet Corn Festival, always Wednesday through Saturday before Labor Day. Glad to have you with us. I think our eyes deceive us, but guess who's coming next? It's the big guy. The one we've been waiting for. Santa! Put your hands together for our Santa. The Wellstone Lions Club Santa Float is here. The Lions Club of Santa would like to welcome you to their annual Halloween parade that'll take place on October 26th. And of course, their Christmas parade on December the 2nd. Right here at the festival. Ladies and gentlemen, here is some royalty from the River Days. Queen Emily and Port invite you to the Portsmouth River Days Festival Labor Day weekend. First runner-up is Piper. Second runner-up is Katie. Young Queen, Lori. Young Princess, Annalise. Junior Queen is Jasmine. The Junior Princess, Mackenzie. The Little Queen is Kennedy. Little Princess, Holly Bell. Little Princess, Princess, Willow. And Tiny Queen, and here we have from the River Days, Labor Day weekend along the Ohio River for the River Days Festival, and toddler queen, Danny Kay. Thank you. Hi, Danny. Welcome to Ohio Hill Country.
And behind them, we have a unit. This is Zimmerman's AJ's Towing, MacArthur, Ohio, making their way through. Behind them we have some more royalty. Pleasant Valley Trinity Church. Oh, maybe it's not royalty. It's Pleasant Valley Trinity Church. Pastor Reverend Jim Taylor making their way through. Behind them, another unit from the Pleasant Valley Trinity Church making their way through. Welcome. Behind them, we got some of the tractors making their way through. Always love to see these old tractors make their way through. Got that John Deere green one there. Behind them, I'm gonna guess this is like your hillbilly Shriners, based on past experience. Hillbilly Shriners making their way through. It's always interesting how they dress these cars up, especially these old ones. Making their way through. The Aladdin Shiners, it's Plan 8 Hillbillies making their way through there. Behind them, we got the Roughnecks making their way through. I'm guessing that's like a Vinton County Little League there. Making their way through the parade here. For anybody just joining, we are in downtown MacArthur. This is the 2023 Vinton County Wild Turkey Festival. We've had a wide range of royalty, visiting royalty. We've had a lot of local folks, that's the Warriors, making their way through there. And then behind them, we have the Comets. This is these are all like two ball units, and then behind them we have the Lady Bike Softball making their way through. Behind them we have the Wilkesville Eagles post 476. Some more Little League folks. And then behind them we have the 10U Raptors making their way through the parade. Behind them, we got some more of these Little Leaguers. Trying to, the Gators. Gators making their way through. And behind them, you have the 10U Baseball Vikings making their way through. And behind them, we have some more ball. This is the 8U softball. This is the Dirt Devils. Dirt Devils making their way through. Hello, ladies. Behind them, we have, this is some more Vikings. Little Leaguer Vikings making their way through. Lots of these baseball, softball, t-ball folks making their way through the parade here. And that one was the A to Z folks. Behind them, we got some more t-ball. This is, trying to read, the Swag Dogs. Swag Dogs making their way through the parade here. Behind them, we have some more of these little, I just call them Little Leaguers.
And another pass. How about that? Look at that. And it's a landing, a running landing. How about that? Give it up for Kelly Stanley there. Pretty amazing. All right, guys, there it is. Roger Barnes and his legendary flying lawnmower. Probably the one single act that marks Vinton County. Because this is the only place I know where you can see this. Here it goes. Get ready to mow the lawn. That's right. It's the Toro. And the Toro will cut your lawn in fast, quick order. Just, you know, go home tonight and say, honey, I saw the most craziest thing I ever saw. I saw a lawnmower that flew. And it not only flew, but it did a roll, a loop, and a spin. And there's a roll from the Toro. I guarantee if you go to Lowe's, you won't get this option. Is that not the craziest thing you've ever seen? I tell guys at other air shows that I've done this act, and they just stare at me like, what are you talking about? A flying lawnmower. There it is. That's it. If you put enough power on anything, you can make it fly. And a roll around, go. Look at that crazy thing. Now, folks, if you don't think there was some aerodynamics built into that mower that enables it to do that, to still look like a lawnmower and then fly, you don't know anything about aerodynamics. That should not be happening right now, not at all. The mere fact that Roger built this thing and then knows how to fly it just raised him up 5 notches in my book. Yep, there we go. Now, if you could just slow it up enough and come across the hedges, this would make my job a lot easier. Right that, right there. Just trim those hedges. Right there, that's it. Yeah, that's perfect. Coming back down in that pass. Look at that crazy thing. All right, here comes the landing.
You were in second.
We get excited.
I get excited. That's good. This feels like more than 36.
They gave it to me.
I'm on this the way home. They have some Smarties.
Softball. Yeah!
Jackie Lunsford here.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. There was some of the best parades that I remember filming. Well, I filmed quite a few of those, but Jeremiah Shaver, our multimedia journalist, also helped out and filmed some of those himself. But yeah, every time there's a parade, we'll always try to do our best to be there and record it. And of course, the Telegram with Jeremiah very well may be live and recording it. But yeah, those are some of the parades from 2023, and we'll be back tomorrow with some different types of highlights for our Main Street TV Rewind. Thanks for watching.